Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey everybody, welcome to a very special Bowlology Report. Damien Fleming, Bradley Hodge. Bradley, we are here at Flemington Oaks Day. Thanks, Channel 7.
Yep.
Lexus. I'm worried about our social media self-promotion that we may be getting maximum votes after today.
We're certainly going to try. I think we both could pump ourselves way up the leaderboard, but we've got a few people who are still going to present in the self-promotion award.
Well,
but
we've got an all-time favourite who's back big time.
Made a comeback. It's great. We love to see the legends get back up the top.
And, mate, another big week in Australian cricket, isn't it? Ooh. So plenty of people leaving Cricket Australia. To put everyone up to date, I've put a request to you. Can you pick a Cricket Australia 11 that have left since Sandpaper Gate?
I've got an 11, and it's a debatable batting order. It's a little bit like our top six at the moment.
Averaging low 30s.
But I think the bottom couple are set in stone. So similar to our bowling group. 6, 7, 8, 9,
so
and 10
are pretty sore.
Yeah, okay. So look, I've got open the batting.
And who will this play? Will this play like the Banking Commission 11 who have lost their job?
Not sure. Maybe top executives who get $5 million bonuses when everyone else is struggling in the world. We can put together
that list. We'll look them up. That's in the next episode.
But look, this is for debate, so we'd love to hear some feedback on whether you think I've got the right batting order and stuff. But I've got David Warner opened the batting with Mark Taylor. Probably David.
Two lefties.
Yeah, two lefties at the top. It's worked for Langer and Hayden, so I think that's a pretty good combination.
And Warner the aggressor, what's Tubby providing there?
He's probably eating the sandwiches and stuff at lunchtime.
But he's just working in there. Don't bowl to his cut shot.
I'll tell you what, can't remember David Warner scoring 334.
There you go.
So Tubby, you're the man.
And
probably gets a captaincy over Steve Smith as well, probably because he's the one that didn't endorse cheating.
Yeah, and the best captain I played under.
Exactly. So I've got Steve Smith at number three.
Done.
I've put Pat Howard at number four.
He can do a job.
He's done his job. And he's got his ass kicked for it, and he's now out the door. But I whacked him in between Steve Smith and Darren Lehman at number five.
And what are you basing that on?
Well, I'm basing around that he could sort of push them in the one direction mode, you know, or whatever it's called. Is One Direction a band, or is that the, what was the terminology that they used? Yeah. One group or one team?
No, I think this conversation's going in
anyway,
one direction.
Anyway, it's a load of rubbish.
What would the conversation be mid-wicket between Smith and Howard? Smithy just wants runs. He's fidgeting. He's thinking 250. Paddy's going, you know, the percentages of playing that cut shot, you know, it was only, you know, 33%. I believe he should be just punching. He'd have all those stats.
Well, he's a numbers man, isn't he?
He's a numbers man.
Steve Smith would just go, just leave it to me, buddy. Yep. I reckon I got this covered.
Ball six, single.
Yep, single. You just leave it to
number
me.
Number five.
I've got Buff Lehman at number five. Probably got the boot, but probably was given the luxury of leaving. But
I think it was a smart resignation.
Technically, I guess that's the boot, isn't it? I put Cameron Bancroft at six, only because he's not even in the ballpark of Warner and Mark Taylor. I don't think averaging 22 in Test cricket is going to make it.
Give him a chance against the older ball.
But I've got him wicket-keeping as well, so I had to find a wicket-keeper.
That's so clever from you.
Yes, isn't it? Isn't it? So I thought, you don't want your wicket-keeper open the batting in Test match cricket, so you can pump down the order. We're still looking
number seven.
For a number seven, so if Kevy can sack someone in the next week or so to fill our 11, that'd be great.
Now, I've got a feeling we'll be able to fill that number seven by this time next week.
Okay, so preferably be an all-rounder or a fast bowler.
You know? A fast bowling all-rounder. Is that your...
Oh, I'd be preferable. I'm
not
sure
picking, can we name names? Off the board, eh?
Is there any people we think we could actually promote to fill this 11 or not?
Well, Michael Kasprich is one of my best mates. He's on the board. I mean, could he bat as high as number 7? No, we want him on the board.
No, we want him on the board. Maybe... I've got Benamafia at number 8.
Yeah. He did play some lower grade district cricket at Essendon.
What did he do? I got him down as a spin bowler.
I think he was he might be a left arm orthodox.
See, I've done my homework.
A left arm orthodox.
He was. He can also cook the breakfast for the 11 as well. Or actually just get someone else to cook the breakfast.
Who's providing the lunch? And Ben puts his hand up and goes, I will.
Or just get your secretary to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what she's
lunches
there for.
Are done.
So, and I've got Piva at number 9.
Oh, that's a little bit controversial.
Well, I've only got it because I thought that, you know, whilst he was up there and the boss of, you know, the resource mining industry, he would have extracted a bit of turn out in the desert, you know?
Yes.
So he's got to be a spinner.
Yes.
Has to be.
You know, he opened the batting in grey cricket in Brisbane.
No, I didn't know that. But he's not going to match
probably
it with
provided
Warren
an off-spin.
Taylor.
Yep, no
I just thought he'd be an off-spin.
Second new ball.
I've got Sutherland down there at number 10. It's a bit like the Lehman one. It's not a sacking, but it's pretty much a sacking. It's time to go.
Yes, a well-timed departure.
Yep.
And also, James could bat a little bit, but no good at the short ball.
We needed a new ball player, a new ball bowler.
He used to hit the
scene. So we've got him in there. And the number 11 I've got, and this is probably from about a year ago, was Boof's fitness trainer, which was...
Mendo.
Mendo. So he's a big, tall guy. I've got him over in the bowling with Sudsy.
He would bowl with good pace.
Yeah.
What a big man.
So, look, we're looking for a few more to fall out there to strengthen this lineup. But all in all, it's a pretty solid team, actually.
Hodgie, well done. I gave you an assignment to do. You have delivered. I wouldn't be surprised. We could almost get a second 11.
Oh, I reckon this would almost be like Australia A versus the Australian 11. I reckon it's going to be that good.
Well, Tubby captained that. I actually played for Australia.
Yes.
We went for a lap after beating Australia A, after getting booed, and we're running, you know, the lap with the trophy, and we're getting booed. As you can see, Tubby going, this is never going to happen again.
No.
Tubby got rid of Australia A, which you could have potentially played in.
I nearly played in it. I wasn't quite good enough to get in it, but
there
were some serious players. I think, I'll tell you, Greg Rao was on fire in that competition for Australia, I reckon.
Loaded up nicely.
Yeah.
Shane George.
Shane George was there, was he?
Aussie Mac, Peter McIntyre.
Haydos was actually playing for
Australia A.
Stewie Law was in the main side.
Mardo captain it, Damien Martin.
Yeah.
So,
bloody good side.
Okay.
Imagine having Australia A now versus the Australian 11. It'd be the worst 11s going around.
That Australia A team from 95, I think it was, or 94, that would go pretty well.
Who's the spinner?
We had McIntyre and maybe Gavin Robertson.
Young. Did Brad Young?
No,
it was Gavin Robertson, right.
The Riddler.
Absolutely.
Swimming between the flags. Riddler.
Yep.
Talking about swimming between the flags and hats off Gav Robertson. Who's going to replace Paddy Howard, the high-performance role? Because Kevin Roberts, the CEO, has said, we want cricket DNA in this role.
Righto.
I've got some names. Do you want me to throw up
names? Yeah, go for it.
So straight away, for me, Belinda Clark is the interim.
Yep.
I think she would do a great job, but she doesn't want it, right? She wants to stay back in community cricket.
Do you know what? I want to have a little stab there at Belinda Clark. We were at the presentation at Channel 7 when she came in and said, look at these marvellous shirts which we've got printed up for our Woolworths Master Blaster thing.
They look great.
They didn't show up.
But
they weren't there. Neither did I.
I want the Stars one. What do you want?
Well, any t-shirt. So my daughter played. We had to get East Sandringham.
Okay.
So Belinda, come on. Make sure the shirts get out.
So get her back to...
Get
where she wants
she
to be.
She was high performance in Queensland.
Okay, my name's Michael Kasprich, on the board of Cricket Australia, former fast bowler, now got into business, dealing a lot with India government, Australian government, and also with schooling and stuff like that. Stuart Clark, fast bowler, 94 wickets, a lawyer.
Yes.
Very smart man.
Yep.
And my little dark horse here is a man that we played a lot of cricket with, Matthew Innes.
Matthew Innes.
So, brilliant swing bowler for Victoria, Western Australia. Then went into the fitness side of things.
Yep.
Did a little bit of coaching, and now he's the chief fitness advisor at the Western Bulldogs.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of, doing budgets and planning and all that sort of stuff. I like Matthew Innes there as well. Yeah, they're my three. They happen to be all fast bowlers.
I don't mind that, enough. Yeah, surprising enough. I like the Stuart Clarke there.
Yeah.
Only because he's probably been out of the cricket bubble for a while. I think if we I like Casper as well, don't get me wrong.
So Clarke was also CEO of the Sydney Sixers in the first couple of years, so he's...
Yeah, but he had to get rid of it because he actually didn't like dealing with the politics of what Cricket Australia brought. So now that actually might be out the back door, he might be the man for the
politics job.
Yeah, I'm on Stuart Clarke's Sarfraz's head-wobbling bandwagon as well.
Okay, Stuart Clarke, put your hand up, please. We're going to get on to the one days, and it was a... we thought that Australian cricket was going badly, and this just reinforced it, didn't it? At the new Optus Stadium.
Yeah.
The pitch was grassy and got
fantastic
through.
Fantastic pitch, actually.
And I feel, I mean, if we'd bowled first, it might have been reversed, but 152, not enough. Dale Steyn, last time he was at the Wacker, shoulder full, yep. Broken shoulder.
Yeah.
It was swinging both ways. Nagidi was there, Rabada. It was a perfect attack there. I thought a few of the batters tried. You know, Carey and Chris Lynn actually showed a technique that it can actually adjust when it's moving around, not yeah. ideally there. But when Coulter-Nile, who is a fine number nine,
yep.
yeah, top scores bat. With 34 not out, 152, not good enough.
No, not good enough. And it probably goes to show, we were talking... on the train on our way here, actually, it wasn't a limousine, unfortunately. It was on the metro with people, people, whatever you want to bet. Thanks to the at Metro Trains at Melbourne hashtag races,
yeah.
Spring Carnival Flemington. We were sort of talking about this team, probably it's just actually not good enough. And you know, if you pin that against those teams in the 2000s, It's just not the.
I don't mind some of the names, but they looked under the pump straight away or lacking one-day cricket form,
yeah.
whereas South Africa looked like they were just ready to go. So I don't know what they could have done different preparation. Well, they've come from T20s in...
Finchie said he...
got a phone call, that might be warning.
Oh, he got someone special.
He dropped him a second hat-trick. No, Shane, I'm not going to do that.
It wasn't someone calling through, was it, asking for the HP job?
That might have been Stuart Clarke. I better answer that
one
next time. But yeah, so I don't mind the names, but they just they didn't look ready to go.
Well, let's see how we bounce back. Oh, look, I didn't think the ball moved that much that it's going to trouble too many of our top order players. We were out dashing away outside the off stump to balls that actually didn't swing.
No, they were wide half volleys.
Yeah.
And probably the other two was Glenn Maxwell and Marcus Stoinis who got themselves out in, and then just lobbed it to mid on.
You know what I'd like to see?
You want to just bat through the innings?
That's
what you used to do.
Well, that's a heartbreaker for your coach. And that's probably been the criticism of Maxwell, where he hasn't been able to read the situation, get the team to 220, 230, and then have a platform to bowl to. Yeah, that's... I mean,
220 might have won that, I reckon, that game.
Well, with that attack,
yeah.
You know, Coulter-Nile's on fire.
Hazelwood, Stark, Cummins.
It's pretty good.
So they play tomorrow night, day-nighter in Adelaide. So good luck to the boys. You'll be better from the run, but South Africa's confidence up to Kok, Hendricks,
yeah.
Markham. That's not a bad batting lineup.
Pretty good side, actually.
What about Sheffield Shield cricket, Bradley?
Yep.
It was a teenage, to quote the great rock band The Sweet, it was a teenage rampage. New South Wales Blues, Jason Sanger, 117. Yep. Jack Edwards, 101. Both teenagers.
Yeah.
Taking the opportunity to play Shield cricket, but also producing, which is good.
Well, I feel that after the clean out, Sheffield Shield cricket's back on the map.
It is.
And the importance is there. It's not surprising Jason Sanger has actually done well. He's a pretty good player.
Scull O'Keefe reckons he's the next Ponting. Get him in now, he said.
It's a big call. I don't think there's too many Pontings running around the world, but he's certainly talented. He can play a role for sure and probably play 50 or 60 tests.
Actually, we might see Rick a little bit later.
Oh, there's no doubt he'll be hunting around Lexus. He gets a free Lexus every...
for a few tips on the horses.
Ah.
So we'll see what he thinks of the Bowlology report.
Perfect. All right, we'll get him for sure. But there's some good other performances as well, which... Yeah, if you're looking for some season campaigners, Tom Cooper has put together a decent resume in his first half of the season. Got 170 last week. Got 70. What did he get? He got 100 against the Bush Rangers again this week. So for him, that's all you can actually do.
Peter Hanscom, another 100.
Yeah, it's good to see him back in the runs. Yeah, I'm not sure Pete's actually ready to jump back in there.
But signs are good. What about, okay, this is a big day. And there is so many celebrities that we'll see.
Isn't
here.
There?
And I can see them. They don't have their phones there. You know why? Because they know if they tweet something, they get something on Instagram, that you will be hunting them down today.
Yeah, yeah.
What have you got for us in the social media self-promoter?
Well, I did see Josh Gibson hiding in the corner when I first walked in.
I'd say cowering in the corner.
He was there. He's a big social media self-promoter.
I know it's in delay now.
Yep.
There was a hush. When Bradley Hodge came through the gates, you could see every celebrity, oh no, we are in trouble.
They were nervous.
Who are you nailing?
Well, there was a lot of activity from a lot of footballers because they're hanging out at the races in particular.
This is their time to
shine. But I've canned them a little bit.
No, it's too easy.
Too easy. We know that rubbish. So, what I want to start with is it's the old favourite. And the old favourite is the ex-captain, Michael Clarke. So
is he back?
So he's back, which is great. And it was pretty quiet. I'm not sure what happened to him. Maybe he went to Walgreen Valley for some chill-out time at the hashtag Emirates Walgreen Valley. But
where is he been? Oh, look, I don't know.
Well, we don't know.
He's a competitive man, and he knows that the Sharks back after last week in the self-promotion. Do you think he's taken a personal affront to that and goes, Shark, I'll match you, I'll double you.
And also KP's been very aggressive on social media as well. But Jacob Thompson actually dobbed Michael Clarke in.
Yes, he did.
We love you, Jacob. Well done. He said, check these out. And he posted three particular photos of Michael Clarke. I think one was selling some sort of shoe. The other one was getting beaten up by a female in the boxing ring. And I just couldn't comprehend the three ones which he'd been showing me, and it was just Michael at his best, you know, hashtag into fitness, hashtag doing the segment is always only
as strong as Michael Clarke's Instagram program.
No doubt. It was huge. So, if you can check it out, he's definitely there. One which I really liked was, speaking of football, one was Tex Walker. And he posted an Instagram video. He's actually was away in Hawaii or Bali or something like that. So I was following him. Then all of a sudden he's back on the golf course in Adelaide. And he's playing on the golf course and he's going, I'm loving the new MGI golf cart. Vroom, vroom, you know, MGI golf cart. And he's showing the golf cart. It's a remote control golf cart. There's no need for that text. We know you've got it for free, buddy. We don't fall for that rubbish at any stage.
Well, it's not going to fool you.
No chance.
Votes for text.
No chance, buddy. The other one was, I'll speak of footy, but Patrick Dangerfield.
He's not fishing.
He didn't even show himself at the races. He showed himself in the store actually collecting the suit. So, with a horsey, I'm ready at Peter Jackson.
No.
Getting the free suit. We know what you're on about, buddy. It's all right. The rest of us will have to pay with it.
Folks.
The other one was Rebecca Madden, which I had to laugh.
Yeah.
I chucked her in only because...
She's a celebrity.
We're at the Lexus Australia today. And she said, look, still smiling, you know, after it poured down on Melbourne Cup Day. You know, still smiling, having fun at Lexus Australia. At someone, Christie's, the lake or whatever it's called, the hair. Then moved on to the dress.
Oh.
There was four or five huge plugs in the one. With the one that gets me is the actual photo of the vehicle inside. Standing to make sure you get the vehicle in the back. That's amazing self-promotion.
So this is maximum, folks.
Maximum, Rebecca.
Thanks, Rebecca.
And back to cricket, Stuart Broad. Who was just
he's pretty good
on social promotion actually, and this one was just more of a showing his new cricket boot. What a wonderful pair of cricket boots at Adidas England, blah blah blah.
For me, that's a lazy one.
Lazy. But we knew. But he also tagged in a couple of other things on the post. So
didn't actually directly.
No, he was good enough to get the name tagged up on it. So.
He's one of the great Stuart.
Well done.
Is that it?
That's it, buddy.
Okay, votes wise, I'm just giving maximum straight away. I'm giving maximum to Michael Clarke. Great to see you back. You're one of the greatest of all time.
Yep.
Social media self. Rebecca Madden, 10.
Easily.
I'm going to go Broady, 6.
Yeah. If you actually see
that tagging in is amazing.
It's brilliant.
Tex, just a 4.
Yep.
Dangerfield, 2.
Yes.
You happy with that?
I'm happy with that. We want to see more cricketers in here as well. Honourable mention again to Mitchell Johnson.
Yeah.
Doesn't deserve a vote, but he was at the races over in Perth, saying that, you know, wonderful day here celebrating that Melbourne Cup with it, with such a wonderful wife at Blah Blah. Mitchie, come on.
We'll get you. Hodge, well done on that. We'll get out. We may do some self-promotion ourselves. That's the Bowlology Report. Good luck to the Aussies. Good luck to the Southern Stars. They start tomorrow night, so we'll wrap up all that stuff next week. But Hodge,
giddy up.
Giddy up. Let's have a win.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.